KMAN.
And Kathy Dawes now, and as Dave already prefaced, we do have Pottawatomie County Commissioner Pat Waxelman. Been a little while since he's been in here.
Yeah, I brought the sunshine with me this morning.
And we also have County Administrator Robert Reese, and for the first time on air anyway with us today, new EMS Director Hal Bumgarner, and we appreciate all three of you being here today. Do want to remind our listeners, as always, phone lines are open, 537-1350 if you have questions or comments, toll free 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350KMAN. And I guess, first of all, welcome Hal.
Glad to be here.
Been hearing you a little bit this morning and excerpts from yesterday's meeting, and I don't know if either one of these gentlemen kind of wants to introduce you a bit about you or some of their thoughts, but it's good to have Hal here. So I guess, Robert, you want to kind of tell us about Hal?
Well, I'll do my best. Hal's been with us for a little over 2 months now, and he's in the process of transitioning over to a county-ran ambulance system, and so we've been progressing down that road. Hal comes to us from Oklahoma and all points in between. He's been up in Kansas City, Kansas, and I'll just kind of let him kind of take it from there and tell him, bring you up to date on where he's from and his history and what he's doing.
What brought you here, Hal?
Well, the job did. I'm glad to get it, too. This is a really – my brother graduated from K-State, so I've been up here quite a bit in some times, but mainly just Aggieville back in those days, and – spent time in there, but this county is really, really beautiful, and I'm excited to be here.
Well, it's very nice to have you, too, and it's a busy time, of course, for Pottawatomie County EMS, and I know you presented some numbers yesterday at the meeting. If you want to hit some of those highlights, certainly feel free.
Well, the biggest challenge for Pottawatomie County EMS is just the sheer size of the county, and it doesn't generate as many runs as you would expect. Which is a good thing. It means people are healthy. But we run about 1,200 to 1,500 calls a year and probably right around 1,000 transports.
And it really is a spread-out county. I know we've sat right here before, Robert and Pat and I, and talked about how spread-out it is. I know for a Public Works Director, EMS Director, there's a lot of territory to cover.
Yeah, between two of my stations, from Omigo to the Onega station, it's about 35 miles. So that's a challenge.
Right. And I know as you were talking to the group, you were talking about the there was different levels and things that you were kind of examining and telling people about the numbers of calls and how that broke down. If you want to do that again, certainly feel free.
Okay, I'll try to do that from memory. But we depend on, well, the Wamego station is by far the busiest station. It probably accounts for probably about half the call volume, and everything else is spread out from the Onega and St. Mary's probably. And the Westmoreland is, I call it the biggest backyard. We have a single station there, but the square miles and that we have to respond to in that area is just ginormous. But we probably have about, so far, around probably 850-some transports.
Mm-hmm. And I think I see the number 819 transports, and with that, some going over some of the numbers that my reporter brought back, 275 out of county, actually, which I know you're taking a hard look at right now, too.
Well, that's just part of the business. People, the healthcare facilities that we have in our county are not a level 2 facility. So anybody that gets that are critically ill, they're going to be transported to a higher care facility, and that's just part of doing business.
Right. Well, let's turn to Pat here. He's being all nice and quiet over there in the corner, but I know you do have a challenging time when it comes to EMS, I guess, to put it mildly, perhaps. I know been some recent developments that have to really change the way you're having to deal with ambulances, EMS, that kind of thing.
Yeah, whenever, you know, we got the news from Via Christi that the rate was going to go up, we met with the city of Manhattan and Riley County and tried to see if there's any way we can combine them, and that took one meeting to find out that wasn't going to go that direction. And so far, I think we're on top of it. I think we're ready to go the 1st of November, and Hal's been doing a great job. We, you know, just like any other new endeavor or something that you're going to jump into, it's got its challenges, and there's going to be a problem or two that we're going to have to solve, but I think we're doing real well.
Let's go ahead and take a call. Welcome to In Focus, and go ahead, please, with your question or comment.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. This question could be difficult to answer.
But my question is, why don't you get out of the ambulance business and get somebody like they have in Topeka, Wichita, Salina, Great Bend, and all the other towns? Independent out. Then you wouldn't have to have all these meetings, all this discussion, all this upset. You have good coverage in both counties. Both counties could use it. I don't know why Raleigh County doesn't do the same thing. But it just makes no sense for you to be in the ambulance business. Years ago, it was the funeral homes that were in business. Then I was in Manhattan, it was Johnny Westall that had ambulance service. Private company. If they can't make it here, how in the world do you think the counties can make it here? I'll hang up, and I would really enjoy your answer.
It's complicated, and I don't. Hal, were you willing? I was going to let Robert take it, if you know. But if you want to say something too, that's fine. But it's a complicated issue, Robert.
It truly is. The county has contracted with Mercy Via Christi for about 15 years now, and very good relationship. As we initiated that 15 years ago, and but either way, as you look at those outsourcing them either to private industries and so forth, you keep in mind that those towns, those cities that do that, they still subsidize those operations. It's not as if they run and operate it and make a profit and so forth. And then, of course, you look at their coverage as well. And in the past, when we went through the process of sending out an RFP for this request for proposals, and this would have been back around year 2000, 2001, AMR did, one of the private industries, did go ahead and propose on it. Their structure at that point in time, of course, back then we had four ambulance stations, as we still do, was to downsize or put two stations in the county and then rely upon outside responses from other counties to come in. So at that point in time, the Board of County Commissioners was not really in favor of that because of the potential response times that we were looking at.
So there's some history. Yeah.
Well, I think what the gentleman's he doesn't quite understand that these are, as Robert said, these companies that come in and do that are for profit, purely for profit. And they would expect not only to collect all the fees on the fee schedule from all the ambulance runs, but also to be heavily subsidized by the county as well. They're not here to they're here to make money, and they do that by enhancing all the volume they can get and downsizing all the personnel and expenses. That's just their business. With the county running it, it does keep it home, and I do believe it does provide a better service. Cities and counties do. I've worked for both sides of the ball, and I can tell you that when you're working for a profit agency, they will burn through paramedics and EMTs. It's a horrible grind, and it's a difficult job. When the county takes it over, they take value in their personnel and their community, or cities as well. And I think it's a better service.
I really appreciate your perspective. That was quite interesting. Pat, do you want to weigh in on this? As I say, it's a complicated issue. I hadn't realized there was some history there. That would have been about the time I started here when you were looking at that. I maybe vaguely remember that.
Yeah, I was aware of that, and was going to say I think we've tried it once and it didn't work very well. And there again, at the same time, you're going to have the taxpayers, one way or the other,
right,
are going to be
right,
the ones that end up funding this. And I truly think that keeping it in the county, I mean, we have a very, very good setup. We've got new ambulance stations in a couple towns. We've got good equipment. We've got good personnel. And, you know, we were really fortunate, I think, to when this took place, that we have the facilities and the personnel and everything to where we just needed to get somebody to kind of lead the charge at what Hal's doing, and I think we're in good shape.
We do have another phone call. Welcome to In Focus. Go ahead, please.
Well, I wanted to thank your EMT there, Rep, for being real honest and presenting the situation the way it is. I'm 72 years old, Pot County, and I know you're going to come get me someday. if I grab my chest and fall down, I know we're not going to your hospital. We're not coming over here. You're going to take me to Topeka. I hope we're going to fly out, because if we tie that ambulance up, you're going to only have two left. But when you're referring to Riley County, one thing I've noticed that they're doing is they're saying the numbers right out, and it's, so far they've added it up to $1 million. Now, when you guys talk about it, I notice that the politicians are specifically avoiding talking about the numbers. And when you scale it up, there's all kinds of different places in this discussion that you can scale it to, like Riley County has done. And sometime you're going to have to put your finger down on a number. So something to think about. Thank you so much for all your efforts.
I think there have been numbers, Robert. I don't know if they've all been... I don't know. I mean, there have been numbers talked about, I think, with Pottawatomie County when you've had your discussions.
Sure, sure. There's.
You want to share some of those, or do you have at the top of your head?
Well, you know, the when we were contracting with, as we're moving towards the end of our contract with Via Christi, that subsidy was somewhere around that $1.4 million, if I remember correctly, approximately $1.2 to $1.4. So. You know, those there's a lot of things here that I think that when we've looked at this and reviewed it, and we had early discussions with Riley County and so forth, is that we think that there's some other opportunities there where where some of the revenues that we can glean from this may be able to offset that dollar amount and reduce that down a little bit.
Yeah, We're hoping that we've got a billing person hired, and she's going to go from with the health department and the EMS, and we're hoping that we can pick up some additional revenues. A hospital like that, they tend to write off some of their revenues due, and I'm not going to say we're going to go out and grab every nickel we can, but we're going to be a lot more concerned about the revenue that we do, bill for, and
Robert,
and ultimately you're still going to see the same reliable service that you've had for the past 15 years or so, as this service has continued to grow and mature and become a very good quality service, and really that's ultimately what we're striving for is to maintain that and keep that service running.
Let's go ahead and take a break. It is now 9:18. Do appreciate the couple phone calls. Again, we have with us today Pottawatomie County Commissioner Pat Waxelman, Administrator Robert Reese, and the new EMS Director, Hal Bumgarner, and 537-1350. If you have a question or comment, lots more to talk about with Pottawatomie County folks today.